Life is to enjoy, not endure. Health Matters with Dr. John Darcy.
This is Health Matters and I'm Dr. John Darcy. Today we're talking about being young and being overweight. And it's a problem that is everywhere in Australia. And with me is Professor Louise Bauer from the Children's Hospital at Westmead, who sees every day children coming into the clinics who are suffering with this problem. Louise, thank you very much for staying with us. What actually happens when young people, say children, roll into teenage, or they go from teenage into adulthood being overweight?
One of the concerns about being particularly overweight is that it's very hard to lose that weight once it's well established. To some extent, lifestyle habits become ingrained and they're hard to change, but also there's a physiological response from the body which basically wants to keep going on at the level it is. So, yeah, you actually have to work very hard to lose excess weight. It's much easier to try to prevent it happening in the first place than it is to try to undo it once it's already established. And that's the same for kids as well as for adults. I think that for some severely obese young people, appropriate surgery such as laparoscopic banding surgery done by surgical teams that are very used to doing this may be the most appropriate form of treatment. That's only a small number of young people though, and what we certainly do need also is a lot of good treatment services available for the large number of young people who are dealing with the issue, and of course we also need a good approach to trying to prevent it happening in the first place.
Well, I know that you work very strongly with the University of Sydney in dealing with obesity. We're talking to people right around Australia. Are there facilities where people can go if they're worried about their children or their teenagers with respect to obesity?
I would encourage anybody who's listening who's worried about this to seek help initially from their family doctor, their GP. Sadly, depending upon where you live in Australia, you may or may not have access to other services. It would be wonderful if everybody could have access to good allied health professionals, dietitians, psychologists, exercise physiologists or whatever, but they're not always available, nor are they always available in the public health system. And of course, for those who are more severely affected, it's important to have access to multidisciplinary teams of professionals who are experienced in this issue. And yet several states in Australia don't even have these services at their main children's hospitals. So we're very poorly served for treatment services around this country.
And yet here we are in a country as wonderful as Australia is, dealing with a problem that really can be prevented if we know how to do it. Is it possible that we can actually do something to turn the ship of obesity around?
I think if we're going to do that, we're going to have a huge amount of public support for this, and we're going to need to have a great deal of government support as well, because it isn't going to be small little bits. It's going to require a coordinated approach across a whole range of our society. It's everything from the food we eat, the cost of it, the portion sizes, where it is, to how we get around. Public transport, pedestrian and cycle-friendly paths in different areas, local planning, how we actually even design buildings and houses so we encourage activity, the regulation of food marketing to kids, and so on. A huge range of issues that need to be addressed.
Do you know what I think? I think that we've got to start somewhere, haven't we? And talking as we are today on Health Matters at least gives people the idea that there should be something that needs to be done, but we've all got to address it and address it as a whole. Louise Bauer, thank you so much for being on the program and for highlighting something that is of concern to all of us.
It's a pleasure.
For more information on childhood obesity, log on to health.nsw.gov.au and type in childhood obesity facts. With thanks to Dairy Australia, sponsors of this week's Health Matters program, log on at dairyaustralia.com.au.
Stick with me on Health Matters. Let's find out exactly what people do, what they eat, and why they're whacking on the weight.